Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Well, from an eschatology standpoint, we probably opened a massive can of worms yesterday because I went ahead and laid out the dispensational theology that I held for many, many years and walked you through the core tenets of that theology, only to end it by saying, if you want to know what this means for the message of grace and the kingdom, come back tomorrow. And so that's today. And I want to tell you that why I'm bringing this up is because in the 5th chapter of Ephesians, it's not a chapter you ought to be scared of if you believe the finished work. You just need to realize that the early church was staring at a world-ending event. For the Jewish believer, forget believers, for a Jew in that day, heaven and earth, heaven on earth, consisted of the temple in Jerusalem. It was the seat of God's power. It was the place where God's heaven kissed earth. To lose the temple in Jerusalem would be to lose heaven on earth. Jesus prophesied in Matthew 24 that the temple would be, that Jerusalem would be compassed about with armies, the temple would be destroyed, and that whenever you see these things happening, you should flee to the mountains of Judea because the end is near. And he was answering a direct question by his disciples, which was, when is the end of the age? And the end of the age was the end of the Mosaic economy and everything that went along with the Mosaic economy, which was the law of Moses. So when you read scriptures like Hebrews 1:1, God, who at various times in different manners has spoken unto us by the prophets, hath now in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. He's not talking about the beginning of a 2,000-year period called the last days. That wouldn't have made sense to anyone. He was talking about the last days of what was very obvious to the church writers, the early church. They were at the end of Judaism. They were at the end of the Mosaic economy. There was going to be no more of the way it used to be. And they wrote in that manner throughout the New Testament. When Paul writes this in Ephesians 5, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. He says sons because he's talking about a family. And the sons of disobedience were Jewish, members of the Jewish race and religion who had rejected obeying the message of Jesus. And they are the sons of disobedience, meaning a family. So this is a judgment against the family of Israel. This happened in AD 70 when Israel lost her temple, her priesthood, the records of her genealogy, her sacrificial system, all of the things by which she had defined herself, including and certainly the most important one, she lost her temple again and has never regained it and never will regain it because it is gone and what it stood for is gone. It's why Hebrews said that which is old is ready to vanish away. Well, it's not still ready to vanish away 2,000 years later. It did vanish away. It's called the fall of the temple. So when you read these scriptures about the wrath of God, understand, God didn't have to be mad at Calvary to take away sin. There was never any indication of the wrath of God being appeased by a lamb in the Old Testament. It was the sacrifice for sin. It was the payment made for sin. God's wrath, don't just think of Calvary in terms of God's wrath. Calvary is the redemptive act of God. But the wrath of God was poured out against the sons of disobedience who had rejected him in bodily form. What good would it do God to judge the nation of Israel today for rejecting Jesus and not judging the nation that rejected Jesus? It's why in Matthew 24, Jesus said, this generation shall not pass away till these things be fulfilled. Because that was the generation that needed to be judged for the things they had done to Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.